Good morning.
Stalhan Tatea.
Well, I'm proud to be able to speak Tagalog, but I won't speak Filipino to you today. But actually, I'm very proud to have my message translated into Mandarin. I don't speak Mandarin. But I used to learn Cantonese. Because when I was a lot younger, we lived in Hong Kong for about 1 year. And I had a very special nickname in Hong Kong in Cantonese. Very respectful. My nickname, but don't tell anybody. My nickname was Fei Jai.
Big boy, Fei Boy.
Fat boy. You can say fat boy. That was my nickname. Now in Philippines, the children call me Tabachoy. Mga Pinoy dito, welcome po.
So,
private. And actually, natutuwa ako andito kayo, parang pero bawal ako mag-Tagalog dito, dapat mag-English, di ba? I just said I won't speak Tagalog. Just yeah, but I just want to thank you all for your love and support over a long time for the ministry in Tondo. To Pastor Kenny and Sing Kyu.
To Kenny 牧师还有 Sing Kyu 师母.
And a special mention to Randall and Carol who can't be here this morning.
还有特别的我们的专门负责宣教的
And to all of you that stay in touch and pray and support, just thank you from the bottom of my heart. So we will show a short video now. Thank you.
Hey,
g'day everyone. Tom Curry here in Tondo, Manila, Philippines. Just wanted to send you a quick video update as 2024 comes to a close. So yeah, here's the update. 2024 has been a challenging year for us here in Tondo, with three large fires in 9 months, including the latest and largest fire in Aroma, in which 8,000 people lost their dwellings in mid-September, including many from our church. We've been focusing on children and the elderly, providing food and in-kind support as we can. The majority of Aroma residents have moved back to the area and are now in the process of rebuilding their shanties bit by bit as they can. In the meantime, our ministry programs and church services continue, and we can see that in the midst of much hardship and tragedy, God is indeed building his church here. Our church service has increased over the past year, and we regularly see over 350 attending. Our children's ministry program reaches 500 to 600 children every week, many of whom are from the most impoverished backgrounds, kids from broken families who continually hear the message each week of how important they are to God and how much Jesus loves them. Many of the children are among those who have lost their dwellings three fires over the past year. Our youth outreach reaches over 200 each week, with a Friday night program that links the young people to a local church, as well as night outreach that allows us to mediate between rival gangs and be peacemakers in our community. We support over 100 children and youth to attend school, providing school uniforms, books, school bags and shoes, as well as daily breakfast and school lunch to the children and youth who are aged between 5 and 20 years old. This educational assistance program is the difference that keeps the young people in school. Our team of dedicated mom and dad volunteers also cook daily for the elderly and for families in which one or both parents are in prison, and also to young widows whose husbands have been killed. Though there have been many challenges this year, we have also seen much breakthrough in prayer as we see God heal the sick and set people free from drug addiction as they walk with Jesus. This Christmas, we would like to bless our youth who lost their dwellings in the fire with a Christmas care pack that will have grocery items, a Bible, and clothing. The cost of each care pack will be $40. Please let me know if you'd like to sponsor one or more care packs for our young people. So thank you for watching the video. 2024 has been a very challenging year for all of us here, with three fires over the past 12 months, including the big one just a few weeks ago, just behind me here in Aroma, where I'm shooting this video, where 4,000 people lost their dwellings. Also for me personally, it's been a challenge losing my father back in April. So with all that, I just want to say thank you to all of you for praying. Thank you for giving and supporting. Thank you for staying in touch always. It means so much to me here in the Philippines. So thank you, God bless you, and I'll be in touch again soon. Bye-bye. So that that video was from December last year. And so our ministry was affected by three large fires over 12 months. And approximately 12,000 people lost their dwellings in the three fires. So though last year was a difficult year for me personally, God is good, and your prayers meant so much. Today I want to talk to you about being a servant leader in the slums of Tondo. The photo in front of you now is of Aroma after the last fire. Ministry where we are is not always difficult. The C.T. Studd said, "Some want to live within the sound of a chapel bell. I want to run a rescue mission within a yard of hell."
Okay. Yeah. 我再找一下. Okay. Yeah. 斯达德牧师说过，有些人想生活在
Sometimes this is very appropriate for Tondo. Where we are has a population density of 80,000 people per square kilometer.
因为在那个地方，那个人口的密度相当于每平方公里将近有八万人。
Which is the most densely populated area of Southeast Asia, actually. We see a lot of organized crime, drugs and violence, but we have seen the power of staying as a church. We have seen the power of being the local church. Our ministry center is called Bahai Pagasa, which means House of Hope. The Word of God says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
因为在约书亚记第一章第九节里面说，我不是吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
You see, the principle here is that God has called us.
你看到在这里一个原则就是神呼召我们。
And that God is with us.
然后神跟我们同在，一起去。
Whether it is me in Tondo, Manila,
不管我是在坦都的马尼拉的坦都，
or you here in Melbourne,
或者你是在这里墨尔本，
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
Let your light shine before men, that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
耶稣说，在马太福音第五章十六节说，你们的光眼当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
And so the principle here is that when God has called us,
所以在这里个原则是，当神呼召我们，
it is His light that shines through us,
那是他的光透过我们的生命彰显出来，
not our personal strength,
并不是我们自己的力量，
not our personal charisma or skills,
并不是我们自己个人的自装富才能或者技巧。
But it is God's light that shines through us, His strength, not ours.
但那是上帝的光通过我们生命当中展现出来，是他的力量，不是我们自己的能力。
So there is a power in turning up and being available.
所以那这里一个能力在我们生命当中可以给他开起来，让他准备好。
No matter how you feel,
不管你是怎样的感觉，
or how tired you are,
不管你是怎样感到疲累，
but you turn up week by week,
但是你每周每时都把这个能力给它打开，
and you say, "Yes, God, I am ready. Use me."
你总是说，是啊，主啊，我在这里，使用我。
And He will do that.
那他也会这样做。
I want to thank you for your support and prayers over the camp that we had recently.
我要谢谢大家为我们刚刚结束的这个生活营祷告跟支持跟支援。
I know that a number of you were praying for us.
我知道有很许多人在这边为我们祷告。
We had in total about 300 attend.
我们大概将近有300个青少年参加了少年营。
And the theme of our camp was, "I am who you say I am."
那个教会的生活的主题就是说。我就是你所说的，我是谁
？And wasn't the worship so beautiful?
那个
敬拜 just earlier.
那个就像早上我们开始的那种非常美好的敬拜一样。
Because God says how important we are to Him.
所以上帝对我们说，我们对他是多么的重要。
Some of the backgrounds of the youth that came to our camp.
有些那些青少年来到我们生活营当中，他们的背景是这样子的。
The majority are from broken homes.
很多是从破碎的家庭当中来到我们的生活。
They get involved in gangs and drugs.
他们曾加入一些贩毒啊，一些帮派的争斗啊。
And so when we come together and we tell them how special they are to God,
当我们在一起的时候，我们就告诉他们，他们对上帝来说是多么的特别。
They respond to it. It's like watering a plant.
他们就给他们回想，就好像是给一个植物浇水一样。
We had some of them say to us, "This is the first time I've been able to eat 3 meals a day and have snacks as well."
有些人就跟我说，我这是我第一次一天吃的三餐，并且有零食的。
Another one said to me, "This is the first time I've ever slept in a bed with a pillow."
有个人甚至对我说，这是我第一次人生中第一次躺在枕头上睡觉。
Because when you walk around the squatter area, people just sleep on the floor on a small mat.
因为你如果走过那个贫民窟的地方，你看到一些人就躺在路边，就像小小的草席上睡觉的。
So I was expecting their testimonies would be about how they came together in different groups for the activities. But actually, their testimonies were just about the small things, like being able to eat every day, being able to sleep in a bed. They were so excited.
很小小的说，我可能一天吃了三餐饭，还有我有地方睡觉。这个小小的人生当中的事情，对他们来说就感到非常的兴奋。
We baptized many at the camp.
我们在那个地方给很多人施洗。
And it's because we just kept telling them how much Jesus loves them.
因为我们只是一直告诉他们，耶稣是怎样的爱他们。And
it is the first time that they're hearing this message.
也是他们第一次听到这种信息,
that it's entering their heart.
这种信息进入到他们的心,
that God knows every thought in your brain.
上帝知道你头脑到想到的所有的一切事情,
He knows every emotion in your heart.
他知道你心头的所有的情绪,
He knows your history. He knows what you're going through now. He knows your future. He has hope for you. And this was good news. Because this is what Jesus does. And so many responded to that message. God is so good. We have a group of 11 young men that live in our ministry center. There's only 7 in this picture. They all come from broken homes. They are now all serving God. And that is what we see week in and week out as we minister in the place called Happy Land. It is not always happy. And the squatter area next to Happy Land is called Aroma. And with all the rubbish there, there's definitely aroma. Lapsap.
Oh, that's Cantonese.
Basura. Well, that's, yeah. It's a different smell, that's for sure. Rain, hail, or shine, we have our church service here. And it's an outdoor service on the basketball court. There is actually a drug den on the side of the picture where people sell crystal meth or shabu. Oh.
那边有换毒的，即使在那块旁边就有人在那边贩卖冰毒啊，各种各样的毒品就在那个旁边。Sometimes
when I'm preaching, we will have someone that's high on drugs or drunk, creating a disturbance.
有时候当我在那边讲到分享的时候，就我们在后面就有人在那边因为吸毒了，就各种各样的方式在表演出来。We
might hear beer bottles smashing and people arguing.
我们可以听到那些在争吵。
And so we pray for them. And we see great things happen no matter what because we keep turning up. Our children's ministry, we have 500 to 600 attend our court, packed out every week. We have to have 2 different sessions for them.
我们有小孩子的事工，每这星期大概有500到600个人一起来参加。我们分了两批给他们一起来，因为那个地方太小。
And we tell them how special they are to Jesus.
我们告诉他们，他们对耶稣来说是多么的特别。And
these can be children often from broken homes.
这些孩子经常是从破碎的家庭当中出来的。We
feed them. Their parents are often, they can be dead or in prison. And we follow up and connect with their families, and many come through to the Lord through this ministry. Our youth ministry, we have about 200 attend on a Friday night.
每星期晚上有200多的青少年聚集在一起敬拜。
We actually have to have a police escort for the youth.
我们那边甚至有警察一起参与这个事工。
Because it can be very territorial.
因为这个是非常挑战的领地的地方。
And so to walk from one area to another can be a very big risk for a young person.
因为在 马尼拉那个地方，从一个地方走到另外一个地方，可能对青少年来说都是个非常危险的，所以需要警察来帮忙护送。But
from that ministry, we have about 60 youth volunteering every week.
所以在那个事工当中，每周大概有60名志愿者一起来参与。We
actually work with the police and do mediation between youth gangs.
甚至跟警察合作，在帮派争斗之间做一个中间人，帮他们谈判和好。So
often very late at night, we will go out and work with the different groups.
所以经常在深夜的时候，我们要出去跟不同的帮派之间跟他们交流。And
in 10 years I've been there, I've seen guns, homemade guns, knives.
我在那边10年，我看到了枪支。 自己制的箱子，还有刀、凶器各方面的东西。Machetes,
baseball bats.
那些三刃刀，那些棒球棒。They
riot.
什么是 riot？ 就是黄色凶器打架的用的东西。
They use Molotov cocktails where they put gasoline into a bottle and throw it so that it explodes in fire.
他们甚至制造火焰弹，就是把汽油放在瓶子里面，然后烧起来，然后丢到人群当中。
And we have lost many youth over the years that have died through these violence.
因为这些凶杀，所以我们的很多年轻人，在这多年里面失去了很多的少年人。But
I've experienced the protection of God all this time.
但是我经历到了这所有的这段时间，我经历到上帝的保守跟看顾。Many
have come to the Lord through this outreach.
很多人。
All because we are available. The children in this photo, actually all of them are from broken homes. The academic year in the Philippines is just starting right now, in the last week or so.
对，刚刚开始的教育刚刚开始上一个星期之前。So
we buy their school uniforms, school bags.
所以我们为那些去上学的孩子帮他们买校服、买书包。And
in this photo, they're proudly holding up their school lunch.
这些图片呢，看到了，可能他们拿起来的是带到学校的午餐。Which
is always rice. An egg and something else.
Okay, 那里面经常是米饭，还有蛋，还有一些食物在那里面。Sorry,
can you click the next photo for me? I can't get this one. These two students here, we were able to organize a scholarship at a private high school.
所以这两个学生，我们有可能去为他们准备他们的奖学金，在那个私立的学校去学习。Because
God turns things around.
因为神使事情转变。It
is very rare for them to graduate high school.
对他们来说，他们有很少的机会能够从高中毕业。Often
they drop out age 10 or 11. They don't even finish primary school sometimes.
经常他们。 九岁、十岁就已经离开学校了，他们甚至没有机会完成他们的小学的教育。The
three children on the right hand of the side of this photo are brothers.
这个里面的右边的这三个是他们是兄弟来着，这三个孩子。Leroy,
Leon, Larry, three L's.
大家都听到这个名字了，我就不要翻译了。And
Their father is dead.
他们的父亲已经去世了。
Their mother is in prison.
他们的母亲在监狱里面。
And their grandmother, who collects garbage, is the one raising them.
他们的祖母在那边捡垃圾去使他们养活他们。
So we take the responsibility to send them to school.
所以我们就担起了这个责任，把他们送到学校去学习。
You see, when we meet Jesus, when we walk with Jesus, he changes things in our heart, but also physically our circumstances.
所以当我们遇到耶稣，当我们 跟耶稣一起走的时候，他改变我们的内心，也改变我们的外在的行动。
So our school sponsorship program changes their lives.
所以我们的学校的计划，帮忙送小孩去学校的这个项目，改变了他们的生命。
The children in this photo are from four different families.
我们在这个图片下面看到，这个孩子是从四个不同的家庭来的。
And in each family, the father has been killed.
那他们这些家庭当中的，他们的父亲被谋杀了。
And so to help the mothers who are often there, I'll share more about this later.
我跟大家分享迟一点，我跟分享更多。
We give them breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
我们每天给他们早餐、午餐跟晚餐。
We follow them up and we make sure that they go to school.
我们跟进他们，确定他们去学校去读书。
We also help widows in our church.
我们在教会当中也帮助那些寡妇。
And how can you not when you see them? We are the ones that make a difference for them.
为什么你不能够帮助他们？我们因为唯一可以帮助他们是他们生命能够改变的。
Desmond Tutu said, "Compassion without action is just observation."
大土特大主教说，如果你这爱心但是没行动的话，那只是个观察家在那边。
You see, God is with us.
你看，神跟我们在一起。
Jesus says.Can you press the next one for me, please? Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son.
你看耶稣说，在这个圣经马太福音第一章第二十章这里说，你看哪，必有童女怀孕生子。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
人要给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
God's promise is that He is present.
上帝允许他跟我们同在
，Not only in the good times, but in the tough times.
那不仅仅是好的时间，甚至是最艰难的时候，神也与我们同在。
And God will use us to reveal Himself to people.
神使用我们向世人展现他自己。
And we have seen the power of showing up, being available.
我们就看到我们在那边向人上帝的能力彰显出来，当我们去侍奉的时候。
Jesus says, "Whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many."
耶稣说：“你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的佣人。”谁愿为首，就必做你们的奴仆。正如人子来，不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
The principle here is we serve people to love them and to lead them.
在这里的原则就是我们去服务人，去引领人，并且去爱他们。
We go to where they are.
我们就现在到了我们现在这个地步。
We have a funeral ministry.
我们在那边有殡葬的事工。
It is my actually probably the ministry most close to my heart.
这个事工对我来说可能是很靠近我的心的。
And I'll tell you a bit of the background and story about this.
我告诉大家一些背景，这个故事是怎么来的。
Manila North Cemetery is very crowded.
在马尼拉的北边。北边那个殡葬服务中心是非常的拥挤。
And so, if you're poor,
所以如果你是贫穷的
，you're given about 20 minutes to bury the dead in the cemetery.
在那个墓地那里有二十分钟的时间去埋葬你那些死人。
You cannot have a service there by the grave.
你在坟墓那个地方不能够有一个仪式在那边进行。
And they actually bury them up. They have cement blocks that they put them in. Going up 12, they need ladders, and then they put cement on.
他们有制造一些好像水泥在那边做一个墓地，就慢慢的往上面埋葬的。
And after 5 years,
they remove the bones and dispose of them.
这过了五年，他们就把那些骨骸骨死骨就把它移除掉，再新的再开始。
Actually, about 2,000 people live inside Manila Cemetery, Manila North Cemetery, and we have a Bible study there. 哦，
但还有两千人住在那个墓地当中，我们在那边有个查经班，在那边学习圣经。
For the living, not the dead.
那个是活的人。住在坟墓坟地当中有两千人。
Sometimes when I'm preaching, I wonder if people are still alive or not. But
有时候我在那边讲到，我在想那些睡在那边的人会不会听到我的
讲道。But I will share. They live there in the wealthier area of the cemetery because it's very, in the what do you call that? The columbariums and the mausoleums that they have.
在那个墓地就是靠近比较能够有生活可以生活的地方，可能有些富人在那边供，就可以生活的地方，他们就住在那边。
I'll share about that another time.
我再大家跟大家另一个时间再分享。
But Pastor Kenny might not invite me back if I keep.
牧师。
Yes. Okay. Keep going, brother. Okay.
We work on you.
So what happens? My point. What happens in the slums, especially, is where the person died, they put the coffin right where they lived.
在贫民窟是什么发生？因为他们死的时候，他们就直接把棺材放在他们的旁边。
The photo I'm holding in this picture is of a man called Joshua who was shot dead by the police, aged 25.
我拿的这个图片是个名字叫 Joshua， 他年仅25岁被警察给杀死的。
We knew him for many years and walked with him.
我们知道他很多年认识这个人，并且跟他一起工作。
He was known as a drug user.
他
a drug user.
他过去是一个吸毒者。
The family are very poor.
他们的家庭是非常的贫困。
So we go to them, we bring our speakers, we have a worship service right where the coffin is right behind us.
所以我们就在那边，你看到这个图片的后面就是棺材，我们就到他们家里带着音响去那边去。
And we minister to the family.
我们给家庭去侍奉他们的家庭。
It is very important for them, and it gives them dignity.
这是对他们来说是非常的重要，这是要给他们尊严。
In this photo, at another funeral service, a young baby had passed away.
在这个图片照片当中，我们看到是另外一个殡葬的仪式，这个小孩小婴孩去世了。
The mother is the third on the right.
这右边的第三个妇女就是她的母亲。
And so we go and serve them and bring food, and we have a funeral service for them right where they lived.
所以我们就带着我们的食物，就在他们住的地方开始个殡葬的事工。
This is of a young man, aged 20, who died recently.
这个年轻的二十岁的。年轻人、少年人刚刚去世的。
We will go there even at midnight because that is when they have the last night before the person is buried.
我们在那个地方是深夜的，去那个地方，因为这是最后的一个晚上，这个人就要被埋葬。
You can see in the picture that the people are drinking beer.
你可以看到图片里面他们在喝啤酒。
They're gambling to try to raise funds for the burial.
他们在那边赌博，想着筹集资款，筹集金钱来为这个人下葬。
And actually, in this photo, there's about 200 people that you can't see.
在这个图片里，大概有两百个人，我们看不到。这有两百个人。
People that would not normally attend church.
这些人平常是不会到教会去参加。
So we go to them and serve them.
所以我们就到他们中间去侍奉他们。
And many come to the Lord because of this.
就很多人因为这个原因就来到主的面前。
And God uses this ministry.
所以上帝使用这个殡葬事工的这个事工。
Jesus, the Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
因为圣经里面说，所有一切美好的事物，一切好的事物都是美好的事，都是从天上来的，是从上帝那边来的，他没有转换的影子。
One of the highlights of my 10 years in the Philippines.
在我菲律宾事工的十年当中，一个最高点是在哪里
？Was in January this year.
是今年的一月份。
When my sister, her husband, and two children came to visit me.
我的姐妹还有她的两个孩子，一直到菲律宾，一起到菲律宾来访问我。
It was their first time in the Philippines.
这是第一次他们来到菲律宾。
They've been to India many times.
他们有很去印度去了好多次的。
Cambodia.
去柬埔寨。
And they were said they have never seen poverty like what they saw in Happy Land and Aroma.
他们就说他们从来没有看到这个激情贫困的在欢乐的地方，就在贫民窟那个地方。
But they noticed something.
他们觉得要需要做些事情。
They said even though the poverty was so great,
他们说即使贫困是非常极度的贫困。
They said the people have joy.
他们看到那些人是最充满喜乐的人。
There's something different about these people coming to the church.
他们那些来到教会的当中的人有些不一样的地方。
And it's because of Jesus.
那是因为耶稣。
We had a Jollibee children's party.
我们有个糖果的小孩子的聚会 party,
which they paid for about 120 for all the children that have lost a parent in the past year or so and their guardian.
所以他们就每个人大概付了120块钱，就那些小孩子父母去年去世的，就把这些孩子120块钱帮助他们带到一起。
Just to bless the children.
只是因为的去。
And it was one of the highlights of their time in the Philippines.
是，那是个最高光的高潮的时间，在菲律宾那个贫民窟那个。
And the children ministered to them.
那他就侍奉那些小孩子。
The children, they have joy.
那些小孩子对他们来说非常的兴奋跟喜乐。
They worship God.
他们敬拜上帝。
Jesus' light turns things around no matter what they're facing.
耶稣在那边使所有的一切事情都发生了改变，不管所面对的是什么样的环境。
In the photo you can see now from our children's ministry.
你们看到的这个图像是从我们的小孩事工的部门发出来的。
Many of these children we know so personally their story.
我们这些小孩对他们来说，个人的知道他们很个人的经历。
Their parent might be a drug dealer or user.
他们的父母可能是贩毒的或者是吸毒的。
The mother or father may be in prison. Sometimes both of them.
他们的母亲或者父亲，可能在监狱，甚至有时候是同时都在监狱里面。
They witness death all the time.
他们看见眼睛见到过很多的死亡。
They see things that children should not have to see.
他们看到好多小孩子不应该看到的东西。
They have hunger and poverty and everything stacked against them. It is hard for them in life.
他们有饥饿，有贫穷，所有的这一切攻击他们，他们不应该经历的。
Yet they lift their hands and worship Jesus.
但是他们举起手来敬拜耶稣。
They sing a song in Filipino.
他们用菲律宾语来唱歌。
And it goes, "Ako'y nagtitiwala sa'yo," which means "I will always trust you."
他唱的这个就是说，我要远远的信靠你，我要远远的信靠你。
And the chorus goes, "Kahit ano man panahon," which means "No matter what season I'm going through."
他的中文他的意思就是不副歌就是不管在什么样环境，在什么样季节，我都信靠你。
Mabigat man ang maging situation, which means even though the situation is so heavy in my life.
即使在我的生命当中面对沉重的环境。
And then they sing the chorus. Ikaw lamang ang sandigan, Panginoon Jesus. I'm not auditioning for Philippine Idol here, but it means that you are my savior, you are my strength, Lord Jesus.
他的副歌就是你是我的救主，你是我的力量，主耶稣基督。
And the atmosphere changes as the children worship him.
当那个氛围就开始改变，当孩子开始敬拜上帝的时候，整个环境氛围都改变了。
On a Saturday morning, I'm usually very tired.
在星期六的早上，我通常是非常的累。
Because I have to be there at 6 in the morning.
因为我要六点，早上六点就要到那个地方。
And on a Friday night, normally I sleep about 2 in the morning.
到星期五晚上，通常我是星期五晚上两点就要睡觉。
But as they worship Jesus, I forget all this. Everything is worth it because when we stand up for Jesus, He will use our lives.
所以，当我们敬拜上帝，所有的一切都是值得的，因为我们一起敬拜神。
We have a leadership team who are all local to Happyland and Aroma.
我们在那个贫民窟那个地方叫做欢乐的土地，那个地方一个领袖的团队。Some
of them have done prison time. But the mums will turn up at 4 o'clock in the morning to cook for the children. The men come out with me late at night for our youth ministry. And because they have experienced Jesus' goodness, they want to give this to others. Jesus said in Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many."
耶稣在圣经里面说，因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
I'm going to end with some personal stories of some of our children.
我要用一些个人的孩子的故事来结束我今天的分享。They
are very difficult stories, so parents, you may want to. Kenny told me to share, so I will. But you may want to have. You may need to explain it to your children later. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life."
Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." I am the light of the
world. Pastor Bill Wilson says the need is the call.
Bill Wilson 牧师说, 需要就是呼唤。
It means that sometimes you don't have to keep asking God, "Where do you want me? Where have you called me?" When the need is right in front of you, serve where you are with what you've got.
有时候你也不要一直问说，上帝，我要去哪里侍奉？我要做什么？有时候那些需要冥冥就在你眼前，你只要拥有你手上所有的去侍奉所需的技能。You
start with one.
你开始就一个人开始。And
when God can trust you with that one, He'll bring more to you.
当上帝可以信靠你去帮助一个人的时候，他就会把更多的人带到你面前去侍奉。I'm
sorry, because when I tell their stories, it's emotional because I know their story.
哦，对不起，当我要讲这个故事的时候，我的感情就感觉就上来，因为我知道这个故事是什么样的。The
little girl in this photo, her name is Adrilyn.
这个名的小女孩，名字的她的名字叫安哲琳。That's
her mother next to her.
她的母亲在她旁边,
who she doesn't actually live with.
她们不是通常生活在一起的,
and my admin assistant next to me.
另外一个是我的, 助手在她们旁边。
About 1 year ago, Adrilyn's father, who she lived with,
大概一年之前, 安德林的, 安德林的父亲, 他们住在一起的,
they had been drinking outside the their shanty or like a squatter dwelling all night. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. And he and his drinking buddy had an argument. They smashed a bottle. And Adrilyn watched her father being stabbed again and again in the neck and the body with the beer bottle. Because he had a police record, he didn't want to get treatment. He said, "I'll be okay."
因为这个他的父亲因为有被警察有记录过，所以他不要去寻找医治，因为他说 我可以顶得过去。
And he wouldn't accept help, and Adrian just watched him bleed to death in front of her.
所以因为他不要去别人帮助，不要别人帮助他，不要别人为他救伤，所以安祖尼这个小女孩就看着他的父亲在他面前死去。
We came to know the family very well because of the funeral ministry.
我们知道这个家庭很好的，能够了解这个家庭，是因为殡葬的施工。
And Adrian attends all of our children's programs and church services.
所以这安吉丽就参加了小孩子的项目，参加了教会的敬拜。
But she should not have to have seen that.
但这些血腥的场面她是不需要看见的。
But this is Adrian about 1 week ago.She's getting ready for the new school year because she didn't study for nearly a year.
她有很多大概一年多时间她没学习，但是现在你看到一个星期之前，她准备好去上课。
She's so proud because she's got a new uniform, new clothes.
她感到非常的骄傲，因为她有了新的校服，有新的书包。
And she's going to school.
她现在准备去上学了。
Part of the church.
成为一个教会的一个部
分。Worshipping Jesus.
敬拜耶稣。
God turns things around.
上帝使事情开始回转。
She's experienced things no child should have to experience.
她经历的一个事情是孩子不应该经历的。
But God is with her.
但是神跟她同在。
This is Vladimir, not a very Filipino name, by the way, but his name's Vladdy or Vladimir.
这个小男孩的名字叫 Radio， 他并不是菲律宾的名字，菲律宾通常的名字。
Vladdy is age 13.
Vladdy 是13岁的男孩。
And he's one of the youth that we go to at night in our outreaches.
他是一个我们青少年晚上出去施工的时候找到他的。
His father Ryan is standing behind him.
他的父亲名字叫 Ryan， 站在他后面。
And their mother left them a few years ago and doesn't live with them.
他的母亲几年前就离开他了，现在不跟他们在一起。
Vladdy was involved in a riot just before Christmas a few months ago.
就在几个月之前，他们参与一个暴乱。
With the gang, youth gang.
因为一个少年的那种团伙，他们就参与那个暴乱跟互相的打击。
Because it's on the highway, right out of the slum, as you drive into Manila Central.
因为是在那个贫民窟的外面的一个高速公路，这个高速公路是开往那个马尼拉市中心的高速公路。
Vladdy was running away from a group trying to attack him, to stab him.
这个 Brian 他是要想。从那些要追打他的那些其他帮派当中，他要逃命，就从那些人跑出来。
And he slipped and was run over by a garbage truck.
他就跑在高速公路的时候，他就被一个收垃圾的货车给他撞击的。
The truck went right over his knee.
那个收垃圾的垃圾车呢，就把他的膝盖给压住了。
And everyone thought he had died.
很多人都以为他已经死了。
But God saved him.
但是神拯救了他。
And actually, about what happens, there's often children killed on the highway or people because of the trucks always coming back and forth.
因为在那个高速公路上，经常有小孩、青少年被那个货车开往的货车给撞死了。
And if you want to know how cheap life can be.
你要知道，在菲律宾那个地方，这个生命是多么的低微。你要知道的话
，We have had drivers tell us，
我们有那些驾驶员告诉我们
，That the company tells them，
那些公司告诉他们
，That if you run over somebody，
如果你撞到了一些人
，Outside of the slum area，
在贫民窟的外面撞到了人
，Make sure if you can you reverse back over them。
你要确实的知道，你要把车倒回来。
To make sure that they are actually dead and not injured.
你要确实的知道，这个人被撞的人是死了，而不是受伤的。
The reason being, it is cheaper for the company to pay the liability of a funeral $1,000.
这原因是因为他们对公司来说，他们可以付大概$1,000去给他们丧葬费。
Than it is to pay for the cost of medical treatment.
去付那个 医药费要比护资护那个丧葬费更高，所以他们宁可把人给。
And we have heard this many times.
我们就听到过很多次这样的见证。
So we believe it is true.
所以我相信这是真的。
But God spared Vladdy.
但是上帝拯救了这个小男孩。
He was taken to the hospital.
他被带到了医院。
But they had to amputate his leg at the knee.
所以他们要在他的膝盖、他们脚上要装假肢。
So he's staying at home. He didn't even. I bought him crutches. They were the equivalent of $15, but that was too much for the family to afford.
甚至我买个这个拐杖给他只有15块钱，但是对他们家庭来说是负担不起的。
You can't use a wheelchair because it's all stones everywhere. There's no path to push it. Or mud.
在那个地方贫民窟那个地方你甚至不能够用轮椅因为那处崎岖不平的路并且到处都是污泥你没办法用轮椅
So he uses crutches to get around.
所以他需要用这个拐杖在那边作为走动。
His father is a good man.
他的父亲是一个好人。
But very, very poor. He's known as a scavenger. So he collects rubbish to sell for recycling.
所以他父亲是个好人，但是非常的贫穷，他只能够去收集垃圾，然后从垃圾里面拿去卖回收的钱来养活他们。
His father Ryan leaves the house every night at 6 p.m. on a pedal bike with a small sidecar next to it to put the rubbish.
所以他的父亲大概每天早上6点多就要起来，带着一个小的摩托车，就小自行车那样。拿一个篮子在他旁边去捡垃圾的。
And doesn't come back until 6 o'clock in the morning.
所以大概到一直到晚上6点才回来。
So that's where we step in and help the family and provide their food.
所以我们就开始进入这个家庭，为他们买些食物给他们。
We're sending Vladdy to school.
我们就送这个小男孩去学校读书。
And this is a camp. Vladdy enjoying himself, even though he's lost a leg. But his attitude is, God has a plan for my life.
所以这是 Ryan 他南丁参加了我们的生活营。虽然他失去了一只脚，但是带着这种喜乐、感恩的态度来说，虽然上帝。
So much challenge, but God has a plan for him.
他说，虽然面对很多的挑战，但是上帝对他的生命有美好的计划。
This is Michelle, the lady in white at the back of the photo.
我们在看到这个在后面穿着白色衣服的名字叫 Michelle.
She actually has 5 children. The youngest is not in the photo.
他有五个孩子，最小的孩子不在这个相片上面。
I believe I shared about her last time. I think I talked about her before.
我想我跟大家谈，以前我谈过这个事情。
1 year and 6 months ago, her husband was shot dead in front of the children in an organized crime assassination or killing.
Okay. 在一年半之前，她的丈夫被在孩子当着孩子的面前被。
It was 6 o'clock in the evening, still early.
那是还是在晚上的六点钟。
And right where we are sitting was where he was when he was shot dead.
就是在我坐的这个地方，就是他所在的地方，就在那个地方他被。
The children were very traumatized.
那孩子受到很大的惊吓。
The oldest son Gabriel, who's now age 14, has Down syndrome.
那他的十四岁大的儿子，现在有一个特别的疾病，Down syndrome。
And
有个特别的，因为受到惊吓，有个特别的病。
Michelle had a breakdown.
Michelle 就整个人崩溃了。
The kids stopped going to school.
这孩子就开始停止去上课了。
So our team reached out to them.
就我们整个团队就跟他们跟进他们。
Sometimes all it means is giving them food every day, and that shows them how much God still loves them.
有时候只是给他们一些食物，能够向他们显现说神是多么的爱他们。
But they're part of our family now, our church family.
但他们现在我们教会家庭的一个部分了。
And Mitch and Jane here in their brand new school uniforms last week.
Okay, 这是上个星期这两个小女孩名字叫 Mitch 跟 Jane， 他们是穿了崭新的学校校服。
Turning around things bit by bit in their life.
上帝开始在他们的生命当中慢慢的转变他们的生命，一点一点的改变。
And that's what God will do. It's very difficult for them, but they're so excited that they can go to school. One year they did not go to school because there was no one to look after them. The mum would, she would just go missing sometimes.
所以他们非常的兴奋，他们可以去学校。他们将近有一年的时间没去学校，因为有时候他们母亲甚至消失的，所以他们很兴奋的能够回到学校去上课。
But we shine God's light to these people.
让我们向这些人彰显神的光，向他们显现。This
is Endai.
这名字叫安代。
So with four children,
她有四个孩子,
her husband also shot dead,
她的丈夫也是被人家射杀死的,
and the oldest son was a witness.
她的最大的人还是目击的, 她的丈夫被杀死。
You see, what I'm sharing is so common.
我跟大家分享的这是在
I'm only telling you a few stories this morning. But it's so regular, it happens because they're the poorest of the poor. It is like nobody cares for them, there's no justice for them.
对，在他们来说是正常，通常发生的。他们是贫穷当中最贫穷的，对他们来说没有公平的，没有人管他们的。
So we just go and sit with them. Again, we feed them. These are the children that eat every day. We have a milk ministry. We give the little children powdered milk from Australia so that they will be strong and they eat eggs and healthy food every single day.
So we every day go to them, give them food, even give them milk. From Australia, 寄过去的给他们奶粉，给他们鸡蛋，使他们能够有健康的身体。
And it shows them how much Jesus loves them despite what has happened.
就向他们显现说，不管他们经历是什么，但是耶稣还是爱他们。
That they are not forgotten.
但他们没有忘记这一切。
And God has a plan.
所以上帝对他们的生命有计划。
So for more than 1 year now, they've been with us every day in our center.
所以他们有多过一年多的时间，他们在我们的希望那个中心有一年多时间跟我们在一起的。
And the, here are the kids with one of the three eldest kids with one of their cousins, proudly ready to go to school.
Yeah, 他们的三个男孩还有他们的表兄弟，就一起看到他们很骄傲的去了学校去上课。You
see, Jesus changes every situation around.
你看到耶稣。
He says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
在圣经里面说, 光照亮着黑暗,
I want to thank every one of you that pray. Kenny told me to just share this morning, so I am. And it's not an easy message because there's nothing easy about what I've shared today.
Kenny 牧师说，要让我大胆的跟大家分享，因为这个信息并不是那么容易分享。我在这里所分享的信息。But
being on the ground there, these are the things I cannot always share in the prayer update I send.
当我在那个当地在那边工作，有时候跟大家分享的，甚至没办法。
But what I want to say is through praying for me, you are a part of the ministry just as much as I am on the ground. I want to keep sharing now, but I know I'm going well over time, and Kenny might not invite me back.
我想要继续的分享，但是我想Kenny牧师，他会可能会担心，担心Kenny牧师不会再请我回来，但不是的，我们很欢迎。We all welcome you come back. We definitely pray for you.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Thank you. And so
I'm going to hand over to Kenny.
我现在要把时间交给Kenny牧师。
We have. I would like you to take one of these and pray for me, and the children, and the youth, and our volunteers.
我希望大家能够带着这个单张，你回去，你为我们的所有的一切事工祷告。It
would mean so much to know that you've got this and you're praying.
我们对我们来说，这个对我们来说非常的重要的。
Kenny has here also a clipboard. If you'd like to receive the prayer updates I send every 3 months,
牧师会把他的需要的祷告的事项放在这里，你可以把你的地址写在这里，他就发送给大家。You
can put your email here.
你把你的电邮地址放在那边，他会送给你。Or
you could even pass your details to Pastor Kenny.
或者你跟 Kenny 牧师或者跟方牧师联系。Yeah.
So thank you very much, church.
谢谢大家，谢谢教会在这里。And
thank you for translating.
Okay.
Yeah. And Pastor Kenny, thank you very much. God bless you all.
Kenny 牧师.
Thank you, brother. You know, it's always hard when after we listen to messages like this, isn't it?
你说觉得非常的难受，当你听到这样这些信息的时候。
The reason why I want Tom to share is to let you know that your life is really not that bad.
我要汤牧师在这里跟大家分享，要让大家知道我们的生命生活在这里是非常好的。Especially
for all the children.
特别是孩子们，小孩们。But
more importantly, I hope that you hear the message about Jesus.
但更重要的是，我要你听到耶稣基督的消息。Jesus
says, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣说，我是世界的光。Right
now, we come to a time whereby we're going to respond to Jesus.
让我们现在来个时间，我们要回应耶稣的呼召。The
way in which we respond to Jesus is that we're going to have communion together.
那我们 回应耶稣的召唤的时候，我们就大家在一起守圣餐。Now
on your way in, you'll be handed a communion. But if you do not, can you put up your hand? The usher will give it to you.
你进来的时候有拿到这个圣餐的饼跟杯。如果你没有的话，请你举起手来，我们的工人会给你。So
if you do not have a communion, please put up your hand, and we'll hand one to you.
如果你没有的话，请你举起手来，我们会给你一个。
Now, very importantly, communion is a time whereby we recognize who Jesus is and how he died for us.
最重要的是我们知道圣餐是要我们知道耶稣是谁，他怎样的为我们死。
And it's a time whereby we draw close to Jesus.
是个时间使我们靠近耶稣。
First, we take out the bread.
我们首先把饼拿出来。
Now the bread is the broken body of Christ.
这个饼代表耶稣破碎的身体。
His body is broken so that you can be made whole.
因为他身体被破碎，所以我们得到完全。
Every one of us here, I want you to know that Jesus loves you.
所有在这里的人，我要让你知道耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves the children in Tondo.
耶稣爱在汤都的孩子们。
Jesus also loves the children in Melbourne.
耶稣也爱在墨尔本的孩子们。
No matter where you are with Jesus today,
不管你在哪里，耶稣都跟你同在。今天。
As long as you believe in Him today,
只要你在你的心头相信耶稣，
Jesus is inviting you to draw near to Him.
耶稣邀请你亲近他。
Because this broken body is for you.
因为这个破碎的身体是为你破碎的。
So for the next 20-30 seconds,
那我们这剩下23秒的时间，
Why don't you say a prayer to Jesus?
为什么你向耶稣做个祷告？
Let us partake the body of Christ together.
那我们一起使用这个饼。
Now this cup represents the blood of Christ.
这个杯是代表耶稣的血。
The blood of Christ forgive our sins.
耶稣的血要给我们生命。
The blood of Christ tells us that not no longer we should live our old life.
那神的爱，耶稣的爱告诉我们，我们不再为自己旧的生活、旧的生命而活着。
In Christ there is new life.
在基督里面，那是个新的生命。
The old life is gone.
那旧的生命已经过去了。
The old life is not worth living.
那旧的生命是不值得活的。
Some Christians will live the old life and the new life together.
有些基督徒是把旧的生命跟新的生命混合的活在一起。
That is the reason why you keep struggling.
那就是为什么你在那边一直的挣扎。
The Bible says the old has gone.
那圣经里面说旧的已经过去。
The new has come.
新的已经来临。
So live this new life in Christ.
所以在耶稣基督里面过这个新的生活。
So again, in the next 30 seconds or so,
这个大概接下来的30秒钟，
why don't you say a prayer to Jesus?
为什么向耶稣做个祷告？
Ask the Lord to give you the power to live this new life.
请求上帝给你一个能力去活过着这个新的生活。
Invite the Holy Spirit to empower you to live this new life.
邀请圣灵到你的生命当中，给你能力去过这个新的生命。
Let's spend time with the Lord.
那我们一点时间祷告。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, we thank you. You are the good shepherd.
主耶稣，谢谢你是好牧者。
Thank you, Lord, that you died for me.
谢谢主啊，你为我而死。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, you died for the children and the people in Tondo.
谢谢你，主耶稣，你为的孩子，为在坦都的那些人而死。
You died so that we may live.
你死了，所以我们能够活着。
So empower us to live this new life.
所以给我们能力过着这个新的生命。
And that we may be ambassador for Christ.
所以我们可以成为耶稣基督的使者。
So family, let's drink this together.
所以家人们一起用这个杯。
Now let us all stand.
让我们一起起来站起。
We're going to sing this one last worship song.
那我们唱这最后一首的。